From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Anti-Mubarak demonstrations, now in their 16th day, are spreading in Egypt, with opposition leaders furious over the latest warning from Vice President Omar Suleiman. Here's NPR's J.J. Sutherland with details.
The vice president couched his words very carefully, hinting that there may be another crackdown on people here. He said it was time for people to get out of Tahrir Square and negotiate with the government, or what he called a coup. The people here are even more resistant. They say they will stay whether it takes 16 days, 60 days, 6 months, 6 years. They have vowed that they will stay in the square.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Cairo's Tahrir Square, where protesters are vowing to stay entrenched until President Hosni Mubarak resigns. The northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk is reeling from gunfire and bomb blasts today. As an ambulance was approaching the scene, a powerful bomb blast in the city. Authorities say at least 8 people were killed today and nearly 100 others were wounded. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke faced a barrage of questions from members of Congress today over whether the Fed's policies are raising the risk of inflation in the months ahead. He said the U.S. needs to remain focused on employment.
Notable declines in the unemployment rate in December and January, together with improvement in indicators of job openings and firms' hiring plans, do provide some grounds for optimism on the employment front.
Today, President Obama met with House Republican leaders for lunch, during which the economy was a central issue. Injured Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is speaking. NPR's Ted Robbins says this is the first time since she was shot that anyone has acknowledged she has regained the ability to talk.
Giffords' communication director, C.J. Karamarjan, did not say what her first words were, but he did say she asked for toast at breakfast. Karamarjan said the congresswoman is working very hard and it's paying off. Last week, her husband said she's working 10 hours a day in rehab. Gabrielle Giffords is in a rehabilitation hospital in Houston. She was shot in the forehead January 8th at a public event in her district in Tucson. 6 people were killed at the event and 13 people were wounded, including Giffords. A 22-year-old man, Jared Loughner, is facing federal charges in the shooting. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
In Pakistan, the cabinet has dissolved, making way for a smaller cabinet. This as criticism mounted that the body was too big and costly to accommodate more than 50 members at a time when Pakistan's economy is getting worse. Here's the latest from Wall Street. The Dow was up at last check 7 points at 12,240, but the Nasdaq was still off 8 points at 2789. This is NPR News. Haiti has issued exile President Jean-Bertrand Aristide a diplomatic passport. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that the move could lead to Aristide returning to Haiti soon.
The passport for Jean-Bertrand Aristide was delivered to his U.S.-based lawyer. Aristide has said repeatedly that he wants to come out of exile in South Africa. After the return of former dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier in January, Aristide issued a statement saying he was ready to return today, tomorrow, at any time. The former priest-turned-president remains a polarizing figure in Haiti. He was shuttled out of power in 2004 on a U.S. military plane as armed rebels advanced on Port-au-Prince. If Aristide returns soon, he'll step into the midst of Haiti's most current political crisis. President René Préval's term was supposed to end this week, yet he remains in office, and the final round of presidential elections have been delayed until late March after complaints about fraud at the polls. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Egypt's state news agency is reporting another day of clashes in western Egypt, where they say 4 people were killed and several others were wounded yesterday in fighting between protesters and security forces. This amid more than 2 weeks of an uprising against Egypt's president. In the U.S., corn reserves are down to their lowest level in at least 15 years. The Department of Agriculture says part of the reason is much higher demand from the ethanol industry. Demand for corn rose more than 8% to 50 million bushels after unprecedented production increases in December and in January. Corn prices have doubled in the last 6 months. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.